Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast with your host, licensed professional counselor, Maya Dixon. This is the podcast that will educate and prepare couples and individuals for marriage by exploring all important aspects of the premarital relationship.
Hello, listeners and followers. You are listening to Maya Dixon. I am your host of the Premarital Bliss Podcast. Today is going to be short and brief, although most of my sessions are short and brief. I really wanted to just do a couple tip, as in TIP, just sort of some knowledge to help those of you out there in relationships. And I'm entitling this podcast, My Last Nerve. There seems to be this misconception that if you are in a relationship with someone, that it is supposed to be happiness and bliss all the time. And so that's why I entitled this My Last Nerve. I say this to my counseling clients, I say this to my friends and family, that everybody gets on somebody's nerves. What I find with couples is that they reach a sort of a plateau in their relationship where they're annoyed and irritated by each other. And because they are annoyed and irritated by each other, they're fighting a lot. And they're looking at other relationships and they're thinking, oh, if my relationship was like that, things would be better. If he would just do this, things would be better. If she would just say that, things would be better. They're looking at couples on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and in magazines. And because they have a smile on their face, they're assuming that that relationship is perfect. Well, I am here to let you know that there is no perfect relationship. All relationships require time, effort, sweat, blood, and tears. Every relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, a familial relationship, a friendship, a co-worker relationship, they all require something. And we cannot live on this earth and interact with other people without realizing that people get on our nerves and that we annoy people just like they annoy us. For some strange reason, couples seem to think that once their partner, significant other, however you want to phrase it, begins to get on their nerves, that the relationship is done, that the relationship is over, and not realizing that every single one of us is getting on somebody's nerves. I know people that get on my nerves all the time, including those that I love and care about, and I'm sure I get on a lot of other people's nerves for various reasons. So we need to stop thinking that we are exempt to being an annoyance to other people. And when our partner or our significant other is an annoyance to us, we want to flee the relationship, or we want to compare them to other relationships or other individuals within the relationship and request that they be more like somebody else. You cannot request that your significant other be more like somebody else. You have to allow people to be who they are. But when you get on that soapbox and you feel like they're getting on your last nerve, and if they would just change a few things, the relationship would be perfect and great. Just remember, you are probably getting on their last nerve as well. And that is just life. That is just relationships. There's no way you can be in close proximity with anybody, sharing, caring, loving, living together, sharing a family, a household together, and think that you're not going to get on somebody's nerves. So stop thinking that you're perfect. Stop thinking that it's all the other person, and if they would just change, everything would be okay. Stop thinking that you're never supposed to have an argument. Stop thinking that there's couples out there who are just in bliss all the time, because they're not. And I tell my clients, as well as I tell my friends and family, if somebody tells me that they never argue, that they never have a verbal altercation, that their significant other never gets on their nerves, I am very suspicious of that person, because there's no way you can see somebody day after day, sleep in the same bed with them, rear children with them, work together, build together, have fun together, and think that that person's never supposed to get on your nerves. or that you're never supposed to have a fight. No, you're not supposed to fight every single day. You shouldn't hate that person. But stop thinking that if that person would just change, then they would no longer, your relationship would be better and all would be well, because they're just getting on your last nerve. Remember, we all get on somebody's nerves, every single one of us here on earth, including me. So keep that in mind when you're on your soapbox, when you're berating your partner or your significant other, and you're trying to get them to change to be something that's more comfortable to you. Remember, they're getting on your nerves and you are getting on their nerves, and there's probably 10 more people who would attest that you annoy them as well. So remember that, and remember that no relationship is perfect. Relationships require time and patience and work, work, work. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Premarital Bliss Podcast. Remember, plan your marriage, not just your wedding day.